vacuum tube equipment in the operating room, which had lasted quite a while. So I got out, so I stayed in McGillsville 52, and the teaching, servicing equipment, helping research, building hardware for research, building scopes of stimulators, all those kinds of things. And then I had met some people at McGill, and from 1950 to 52, they eroded me to come to Houston, because the polio epidemic was on, and they needed some guys to make diagnostic and therapeutic equipment and controllers and measuring devices. So for 2 years, they eroded me. In 1952, I went down to Houston and got a naturalization certificate. I mean, I got a green card.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, to get admitted to the United States, this is something that very few people know, you have to have a chest x-ray to show you don't have TB, and you have to have a blood Wasserman result to show you don't have syphilis on your x-ray. It's got to be on the x-ray, and you think you're on your way. So on Labor Weekend 1952, I bought a car in New York State, in Malone, and my father drove me down, and we went through the border, and through the Customs and Immigration, you know, and I had my car parked over there. The dealer delivered it. And the guy said to me, the immigration officer said, "Are you, by the way, are you going to the United States to take a job?" And I said, "Yes, I've got a position there." He said, "Do you know you're displacing an American?" I said, "No, I didn't know that." He says, "Do you know what happened if you didn't have a job?" I said, "No, I don't know that." He says, you would become a ward of the state, and I can deny you entry into the United States for either reason." And I said, "Well, why is that?" He says, "Well, if we don't like somebody for some reason, we can use one of these two reasons, or both of them." So I thought, "I'm finished. I'm through, you know." Anyway, he said, "Good luck." And then I went and got the car, and goddamn, the siren went off. And I looked at him, "What the hell did I do?" And the guy came back. He said, "Come back here." I said, "What did I do, sir?" He says, "Do you know what weekend it is?" I said, "Yes, this is Labor Weekend. Did you know how many people are going to be killed on the highway?" I said, "I don't know." He said, "500. Please drive carefully." I don't know whether he was testing me or not, you know. But that was my entrance to the United States.
Yeah, I see.